the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.
Hey, this is Roy Richardson. This is the One-Off Technology Podcast, and I am known as your tech troublemaker. Hey, Big Red, how you doing out there tonight? I'm glad to see you in there. Tonight, we're going to talk about what's going on tonight. You ever think about a minute, a single minute on the internet, just a single minute? What do you think happens in a single minute on the internet? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Intel's new video card. We're also going to talk about how many web pages there are on the internet now as we celebrate the 30th anniversary of what's known as the World Wide Web. So, wow, let's get started. And thanks so much for all those who are watching. If you're watching, rewatching this, I'd like it so much if you would leave a comment, like, subscribe, follow me on social media, Tech Trouble MKR on Twitter and on Facebook. Again, that is Tech Trouble MKR because Twitter wouldn't sell me the rest of the vowels. I'm hoping that's a feature they're going to offer. They're trying to sell everything else. I just thought it would happen. And then again, also, if you want to subscribe to my channel, hey, videos like this, tech news, how-tos, and reviews. That's what we do here every week on this station. So thank you so much for coming. And this is a live version of the One-Off Technology Podcast. In the minute I've been talking, 267 babies have been born. Now, they weren't born on the internet, but probably 10 of them were live-streamed, and probably another 10 were on Zoom chat so that grandparents could see the baby be born. I'm just saying. That's what I bet. There are approximately 3.8 billion with a B, pages. Google search is happening in a minute. Sorry, 3.8 million. Can you believe 3.8 million Google searches are happening each minute? One went looking. And here, changing up cameras. Da-da-da! All right. Well, look at earlier, like how many? So, over a year, there's 5.6 billion searches per day, and it's estimated there's 2 trillion global searches per year on Google. Is that crazy or what? All right. Woo! So, anyway, now, also, on top of all that, so yeah, it's funny, all those people doing Google searches. And 100 of those people in that same minute are going to the second or third page of the search, hoping desperately that the answer will be found on that additional search page. But probably not. Okay. And then, believe it or not, it's still a thing. In every minute, 400 new users sign up for Facebook. Why? Who knows? And then later, not right away, but later post something that they regret. In the next minute throughout history. And 86,000 tweets are sent. 80,000 of which will offend someone. The other one no one ever saw as a person made that Twitter account private and they're only tweeting to themselves. And this is what really blows my mind. About 500 hours of video will be uploaded to YouTube. 275 hours of which will be Minecraft videos. The other 125 will be another 125 will be cat videos, and the rest are music videos for artists you've probably never even heard of. Okay, and according to Statistica, let me show you a graphic here. Okay, according to Statistica, 28,000 subscribers are watching Netflix in a minute. There are 695,000 stories shared on Instagram. There are 2 million views on Twitch. That's just crazy to me. All those people watching people playing video games when they could all be playing their own video games at home. I'm like telling my kids, why can't you be YouTube stars or be on Twitch? If you're playing the games anyway, why don't you go out there and let people watch you play, since there it is. There will be 9,132 connections made on LinkedIn. There will be 69 million messages sent on Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp, and none of them will be encrypted on Facebook, so be aware of that. By the way, end-to-end encryption is not on by default on Facebook. You will have to go turn that setting on. You'll have to go turn the setting on. They have done end-to-end encryption now, so there you go if you want to do that. Yeah. Wow. So, and of those 2 million Twitch videos they're viewing right now, 99,000 are women in bikinis and hot tubs, and the rest are people that are people that live in their parents' basements. Hi, Mom. I'll be up in a little bit, okay? Yeah, I'm just doing a podcast right now. I'll be in a little bit, Mom. And then 197 million emails will be sent in a minute. 197 million. Of which 200 million were spam. That's right. More spam than the emails we actually sent in that minute. How's that even possible? How's that even possible? Is that crazy or what? So, and then, you know, we just talked about 500 hours of content is uploaded to YouTube. It's the greatest place to waste time. Hopefully, though, this isn't wasting your time. Hopefully, you are enjoying these tidbits. Twitch has got 5,000 downloads happening right now in that minute. All that happening in a minute. Is that amazing or what? It's just crazy that so much happens in a single minute on the internet. And the internet is faster than a New York minute, because it used to be New York minutes were faster, according to Don Henley. But now it turns out that the internet is faster. So, Big Red, what's your question out there tonight? Let's see. Oh, wow. I'm totally blocking it up so I can't see it. Well, let's put that out there. Hey, Big Red, what'd you have to say tonight? What's wild is my 3-year-old could fully operate our Roku, and when I was in middle school, we had to use annoying dial-up. Are you kidding? I remember pushing the little slide projectors around when I was doing AV in the library. Yes, I was a library nerd. I will confess that now. I don't care who knows it. I was a library nerd. I'm the one to push the little AV with the giant VCRs to the classrooms so they could show the video. Then they had those crazy projectors that had the film like this, and you scroll it through. Yeah, I'm really not that old. We just couldn't afford new stuff at our school. We weren't Chromebooks yet. Just weren't Chromebooks yet. So anyway, last week was the 30th anniversary. The internet has 1.8 billion websites. It was 30 years ago, last week, that Tim Berners-Lee created the first website. It was proof of concept, and later probably a place for cat videos. But it happened on August 6, 1991. He launched the world's first website. Him and a crew developed a hypertext markup language. And so, yeah, 30 years ago last week, the World Wide Web came into being. It was amazing. I remember dial-up internet. Yes, sadly, I do remember dial-up internet. I used Twitch to get a PS5 for my son's birthday. Sheila B, yeah, Nuclear Alerts was PS5 was available on NES website. Yes, the PS5 is almost impossible to get. The things we have to resort to, there were people actually hiring botnets, because you can actually do botnets as a service, and hiring botnets to just go and keep hitting websites and going on carts to try to find a PS5. Insane, the things we do for our kids, but we love them, and therefore we will do insane things. Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Speaking of insane things, I mentioned just earlier about subscribing to my channel. Every week, about this time, I have been live streaming since April of this year, once a week, coming out on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. I want to announce a big programming change. Da-da-da! I should have some music here. That'll have to do. I am going to 9 p.m. on Tuesday nights. Why? Well, there's some stuff happening in my personal life, and so I will start at 9 p.m. instead. This will be good for my folks in the Philippines that are watching, because then I'll be on later for you in the morning. You can have a cup of coffee before you watch the show. And you folks in California that are just getting off work, you can stream my show while you're in your car in the traffic jams. So, yeah, come on and watch the show. It'll be at 9 p.m. starting next week, which I don't have a calendar. I don't even know what day today is. I do know it's a Tuesday. So if it's not this Tuesday, the next one I'll be on at 9 p.m. Yes, so 9 p.m. next week. Hopefully it's not too late past everybody's bedtime, because I will be live at 9 p.m. on Tuesday nights then. So anyway, and all those that come by, I thank you so much that you guys come by. Here's Big Red with another question here for me. Hey, let's see. Is there any validity to the theory that technology that you see in science fiction movies are being developed right now? Could we see some of those things happen soon? This has been happening over the course of history. I mean, think of L. Ron Hubbard. Don't think about the crazy stuff he did, but the books he wrote. You know, Asimov, Carl Sagan, lots of people have written great books. Talk about the potential of Dune, even. Many things. We're so close to having flying cars, finally. I mean, we do finally have flying cars. But think about early stuff that people were predicting. Watches that you could talk on. You know, technology carrying a computer around. It's really funny. Back in the 1960s, they thought we'd never have a home computer. They were talking about how just too big for people's houses. And then they got transistors down to chips. And Intel came along. And Moore's Law kept shrinking things down. But it's just so amazing that technology has happened. Science fiction is the future predicted before it becomes present. So many things. I imagine that teleportation will be something that scientists will have completely figured out. They've done some in a lab. The results didn't turn out too well, but it's going to happen. And then with advances of quantum computing, the things you'll be able to calculate and stuff, it's just going to be great. I mean, think about it. We're already talking to Alexa, and we're talking to Google in our homes. It's like the computer on Star Trek. So that was science fiction, and there we go. We are, you know, talking to our computers, essentially. Our phones have more computing power than the computers on the space shuttle. So, speaking of processors, Intel this week announced that they were really excited. They're going to come out with a new graphics card, part of their Alchemy line, they're calling it. It's coming out in spring of 2022. And the reason this is a good thing is because there's a dog barking. That is why it's a great thing, because when dogs bark, technology happens. No, it's a great thing because it means there'll be more competition in the graphics processor space. All these crypto miners, you know, Bitcoin and Ethereum and all this, we've talked about it a couple episodes, but it's been a while, have been using all these things to mine crypto. And so they jacked up the price of video cards. It was crazy, but a video card I just bought 2 years ago, I could literally sell 6 months later for $100 more than we paid for it because of crypto mining, because crypto mining made demand such. And so NVIDIA keeps coming out with graphics cards, and they're as hard to get as a PS5, crazy as that seems. And so we're suffering. If you're a gamer, you're suffering because you're not able to get the latest video card for the latest games. So they're... with Intel being one more, I think competition is always a good thing, unless they go to collusion. But, and hopefully this has better processors than the Pentium processor, because, you know, Intel in the past with some of their processors wasn't good at math, which is why the Pentium processor was never used in the space shuttle, because it had a floating point error. Go look it up. You'll be glad you did. So, anyway, ta-da. But I am excited about this development, because I think this is going to be great, and definitely want to see more competition out there. Scooby's like, hey, puppy. Yep. He's a little bigger than a puppy. He thinks he's a puppy. He's about 5 years old. Yeah, I had to go think through my head there, but he still thinks he's a puppy and has really high energy, so he's really cool. Anyway, he's my dog, Thor. Yeah, we have another dog named Scooter. Who's a Shih Tzu, and he's high maintenance. So if you need a high maintenance dog, I have one. Just let me know. He's available for adoption. Anyway, no, I guess I can't get rid of a Scooter. Anyway, that's it. It's going to be a short night tonight. I apologize about that. I could give you a ton of stuff. I could sit here and take up space, but I will take time to answer questions. So if anybody has any questions, like Big Red often does, I'll be glad to take some questions before we close out the show. I don't have any tips on how to get a PS5. So, Sheila B., if you didn't get one, I can't help you there. I do recommend renting bots. That would be the way to go. So, going once, going twice, going three times. All right. Well, as you notice, I am slowly working on upping my production values. And so, this has been a journey. I hopefully hope to get a new camera, try to improve that. I've been saving up toward that. And so thank you those that have helped on that. As always, I really love it when you guys leave comments or ask questions. Wait, I'm getting a wait. Anyway, I love you guys leave comments or ask questions. It makes this so much more interactive. My hope is that one day this will be like a true community. Are there production issues on new graphics cards due to COVID? It's partially due to COVID, because part of the problem we're having is chip shortages. Like, cars are having, all the car makers are having trouble making cars because of chip shortages. Lowe's and Home Depot are having trouble getting appliances because of chip shortages. I'm having problems at the enterprise level getting servers and other equipment because of chip shortages, because plants closed down due to COVID, and then they didn't open back up very quickly. And so, yeah. And then lots of companies said, well, we're not going to need all these chips. And so they kind of said, well, I don't need that many chips after all. And so because they canceled the orders, chip manufacturers said, well, we'll go make more stuff. We're even expecting there's going to be delays on the iPhone 13, which is probably going to be announced in November timeframe. There are also new Macs coming out in November timeframe, supposedly, new iMacs. And all of that is being affected by COVID. The chip shortage is real, and they're expecting it's going to take about 2 years for us to recover from it. It takes 2 to 5 years to build a chip manufacturing facility. The clean room environments that are needed for that are just so crazy. Yeah, it's going to be bad, and that's why the PS5 is so hard to get your hands on. That's why graphics cards are so hard to get on, but also demand, laws of supply and demand. So the cryptocurrencies, because Bitcoin and Ethereum have just jacked up so high, and Doge have been so high, and they use those graphics cards for mining, which, by the way, they're not very energy efficient. The crypto mining is an energy drain. Just takes huge setups in order to do crypto mining. So yeah, that is unfortunate and definitely true. COVID indirectly started the chip shortages, and it just kept going. Big Red asks, will processor size capabilities affect the way that we use things like the YouTube, maybe a higher requirement? No. So 70%+ of people that watch YouTube on their cell phones. So while you may upload your videos to YouTube in 4K or 1080p, your phone, most of the time, depending on your service provider, is downscaling the video to 480 or 720p. So that's pixel size, if you don't know. So like this, so I do these videos in 1080p. So if you go on YouTube and you watch it, it probably downscales to 720 if you're watching on your phone, or maybe even 480, depending if you're on Verizon. So right now, it's not going to be a huge big deal as far as being able to watch videos. It'll continue on. YouTube is pushing a protocol that's going to actually make videos have higher compression ratios. So that means really, really, really big streams can be shrunk down to little bitty, bitty, bitty streams. And so they'll be able to stream out to more devices, and your phone will do the decompression or to show the video to you as they intended it. And so there's going to be a lot happening in the Roku space with all the streaming services, because Google is pushing really hard for a different protocol that is more efficient on video streams so that they can get more videos out. So, yeah. And YouTube wants you to watch videos. I love it so much when you guys like and subscribe to my videos. If you're rewatching, thanks for watching. YouTube is crazy because they have click-through rates. Everybody clicks on my video. That counts as part of a click-through rate. If you watch my videos, it goes, the longer you watch the videos, the better it is for me, because then YouTube thinks, well, people might actually want to watch this guy. And so that helps my channel out. And I'm hoping one day to monetize YouTube. That's my goal. It's not the real goal. The real goal is to get 1,000 subscribers, because I just want to put out amazing information and have an audience that wants to hear it. And so I'm always open for things that people want to hear videos about. Please feel free to give me some tips, hints. I take critiques as well. So if I'm doing something crazy that makes you insane and you're not my wife, I'd like to hear it. So she's entitled to her opinion, but she tells it to me offline. So, hey, thanks, Sheila B. Thanks for coming by. Big Red, thanks for coming by. Thanks everybody that watched but didn't comment. And thank you everybody that rewatches. Have a great night. That's it. It's a wrap. Out of here. Bye.
is the One-Off Technology Podcast with your host, Roy Richardson. Each week we cover topics in the news and how they affect you. Sit back, relax, and open your mind.
Hi, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks for coming by.